Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
That it is. It's myself, Tony Bruschi, and Stacey Cole with you to discuss the story today. We're just going to kind of go through and see what is new. I mean, it's almost, this is one of those cases where every time I read the story, it's like she's doing it again. I mean, if you tried to make this story up, it's almost unbelievable when it comes down to it.
Yeah, it sounds like something that you'd see on the Lifetime Network.
Yes, or even like a knockoff of Lifetime Network, because it's so extreme.
It is, and it seems almost Hollywood, that you wouldn't think that this could be happening in real life because it's so absurd and there's so many babies that have died that they didn't step in earlier, you know?
It is shocking that it took this long. Let's go right into the story. And while we're listening, I need you to think about who would play Lucy on the Lifetime original series, Nurse of Death. Here we go.
During a court hearing, Lucy Letby became emotional as details were read out about her previous thoughts of suicide when accused of causing the deaths and collapses of babies on a neonatal unit. Her distress was evident as excerpts of her interviews with Cheshire Police following her arrest was shared with the court. Ms. Letby, who denies all charges, is facing accusations of murdering 7 babies and attempting to murder 10 others at the Countess of Chester Hospital. Jurors at Manchester Crown Court had previously heard that Ms. Letby was placed on a 3-month secondment to the hospital's Risk and Patient Safety Office in July 2016, following concerns raised by doctors about her alleged involvement in baby deaths.
I just find it awkward and strange that she was assigned to the risk and what was it? Department, the risk and safety department. She is like, she's being moved out of nursing because of risks and safety, but let's put her in that department because what could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
It's like put her like in the lunchroom or something. Have her put the salad bar together. Although she'd probably put something in the ranch.
I was just going to say she might be, lacing things with sedatives and stuff. I don't know.
There's really not a safe place to put her. Let's continue on.
It was there that she was informed that she would be placed under clinical supervision. During her arrest in July 2018, Ms. Letby told detectives that she felt panicked and overwhelmed and had suicidal thoughts during this time. The court was shown a note found in Ms. Letby's home during a police search that read, "I don't deserve to live. I kill them on purpose because I'm not good enough to care for them." Additionally, the note also included statements such as, "I am a horrible, evil person, and I did this."
Well, that's pretty damning. The only thing I guess you could argue is that it was planted, but I don't believe it was.
No, I don't think so. I mean, she didn't ever report that her home had been broken into, anything like that. I don't think the police have framed her. I mean, we've got evidence in the hospital. So
I don't know why. I mean, unless the hospital has a, play the devil's advocate for a second. If the hospital is just having this horrible mortality rate, yeah, you probably would want to pin it on somebody, but that's likely because they're responsible for doing it, unless nobody's responsible and it's just a really shitty hospital and they're trying to find a scapegoat. I think that's probably what the defense is saying about her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue on.
During a police interview, Ms. Letby addressed the note found in her home and explained, "I just wrote it because everything had got on top of me. It was when I'd not long found out I'd been removed from the unit, and they were telling me my practice might be wrong, that I needed to read all my competencies. My practice might not have been good enough." She went on to describe feeling like people were blaming her practice and that she may have hurt the babies without knowing. She felt guilty and isolated and was blaming herself not for something she had done, but because of the way people were making her feel. Ms. Letby emphasized that she had only ever done her best for those babies, and then people were questioning her practice. She went on to say, "I just couldn't cope, and I just did not want to be here anymore. I just felt it was all just spiraling out of control. I just didn't know how to feel about it, or what was going to happen, or what to do."
And what you do is you write notes admitting guilt?
Most people would seek counseling or journaling, but the journaling, she's admitting something here, it feels like.
Well, it's blatant admitting she's feeling something. She's flat out saying, "I did it."
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any clearer. It's not like there's nothing to read into even. I'm like, well, what does that mean? It means she did it.
It's a confession. What it feels like.
It is. It's about as clear as it gets. Let's continue on.
The detective asked Lucy, "What people were they?" Ms. Letby replied, "The trust and the staff on the unit." The detective then asked her, "Did you ever make any mistakes?" "No," replied Ms. Letby. The detective inquired about the note found in Ms. Letby's home, asking, "How would you describe the note as a whole?" Ms. Letby responded, "It was just a way of me getting my feelings out onto paper. It just helps me process it a bit more. I felt if my practice hadn't been right, then I had killed them, and that was why I wasn't good enough." The detective then asked, "In what way do you think your practice might have been the reason why these babies have died?" Ms. Letby replied, "I didn't know. I thought maybe I'd missed something. Maybe I hadn't acted quickly enough." The detective continued, "And you felt evil." Ms. Letby affirmed, "Other people would perceive me as being evil, yes, if I had missed something."
I don't buy any of it. I mean, it's just very much, you are evil, and you seem to be able to do all. I mean, she was stalking some of the parents on Facebook of the children that were murdered after the fact.
And that is really concerning. You know, it's one thing to feel grief. I know when I worked in the vet clinic and we lost a patient or someone came in to euthanize their pet and I knew them on Facebook, I reached out, maybe sent them a message, or when they posted that they had lost their pet, you know, I did the little care emoji, that kind of thing. But she wasn't doing that. She was looking them up and not doing anything. She wasn't saying, "I'm so sorry for your loss" or anything. She was just stalking them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre when you you do that sort of behavior, or when your baby dies and you're gleefully saying, "Hey, look at this picture we took together last night."
Right? Yeah.
There's something very wrong with you and your compass and your way of thinking if that's what is going through your mind. So it's a very damning case. Of course, we have coverage for you on this channel every single day as the trial continues. In the Nurse of Death case, the trial of Lucy Letby.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
I was thinking Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, we didn't go back and address that. Scarlett Johansson for the character on the Lifetime version.
That's who gets my vote.
Scarlett Johansson. That's probably a good one. I was just thinking in line of how, you know, everything is on Lifetime. I think I would go with Candace Cameron again.
Yes.
With a very special appearance by Aunt Becky as
there
well.
You go.
Because
there you go.
She's been fired, and I think it's time to bring her back. And I think I don't, maybe Aunt Becky can be the one that it's like catches her in the act. And they all and they all have to have very bad British accents as well. That they,
even better.
That they just learned. Watch for it. It's coming up this weekend, 9/8 Central on Lifetime.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
If you want to weigh in on any of the cases that we are following for you right here, you can do it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-5-KILLER to 888-554-5537 to weigh in. We'd love to hear your voice. For Stacy, I'm Tony. Stay with us.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.